Techstination, your destination for gadgets and gear. I'm Fred Fishkin. This is part two of a five-part series on the future of driverless mobility. Thousands of people today are getting from here to there using the latest supervised FSD from Tesla or have vehicles that allow them to drive hands-free on specific roads. But there is a long way to go before we'll own cars that truly drive themselves. One hurdle, and a big one, is who would be legally responsible in the event of an accident. But in the new book, The Real Case for Driverless Mobility, Princeton professor Alan Kornhauser says, what if the focus was on providing rides to those who need them?
We can begin to deliver the value associated with giving high-quality rides to people at a very affordable level.
The economics? More in our next report. You can find us at techstination.com. I'm Fred Fishkin. Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC Skywave SSB. Click on the link at techstination.com.